com. Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you on the site. You can actually create the content. So what you see there on the front page was put there by listeners like you. You can go there and actually add, maybe it's a news article, maybe it's a blog post, a YouTube video, something you found online that you think our listeners would appreciate, you think we'll appreciate. Just submit it there as content, and it can then be voted on by you. You can vote up what you like, down what you don't. You do have to have a free freetalklive.com account. That's easy. You also have to have a Reddit account. Then you link the two accounts together. And, of course, all that's free, and it's easy, and it makes a big difference when you do that because it helps us know what you think's interesting at freetalklive.com. So go there and add stuff to the website for us. Thank you. So we go to the phones. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about Glenn Greenwald's return to internet reporting. He's now behind the editor behind firstlook.org/The Intercept, and the first article that they put out is about the NSA using data. They're essentially mining metadata and phone tracking information to drop bombs on people in the Middle East. We'll get back into that story. Billy is on the line, though, with us right now in Nashville. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Have you guys heard about the game called Flappy Bird?
Yes, I have played Flappy Bird. What about it?
I have heard that the creator has made $600,000 in just 12 days, and I bought I heard a rumor that Mario actually sued the creator Flappy Bird since they were using the tubes, and I just think that's silly.
You heard Mario sued the creator of Flappy Bird? Do you mean Nintendo sued them?
Yes.
And why is that? Because they use the pipe graphics that are relatively reminiscent of the Mario Brothers game?
Yes, it's stupid.
Yeah, you'd think that, as though pipes, green pipes didn't exist anyplace else besides the Mario world.
Right. Maybe that screensaver should sue them, too.
So is this it's a game that one gets through an app to play on one's smartphone, and it costs 99 cents or something like that, and that's how the creator has made this buttload of money?
No, it was free.
Nintendo is denying, by the way, that they are suing Flappy Bird.
So how much? How do they make money if it's free?
Advertisement.
Oh, I see.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Billy, thanks for the heads up, man. Appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight. Here's a story from Time Magazine. Don't blame Mario for your favorite game disappearing from app stores. Nintendo denies it had anything to do with the death of the uber-popular app Flappy Bird. Flappy Bird creator Dong Nguyen deleted the game Sunday as rumors spread that Nintendo had threatened legal action against him. The game in which you repeatedly tap your screen to keep a bird afloat and avoiding obstacles. It's a classic game. It's every time you tap the screen, the bird takes a flap, and he goes up a little bit, then immediately starts to fall.
Yeah.
That sounds like my kind of game.
It's a very simple game, but it's not like a game that hasn't existed before. There have been games like Joust or whatever.
It's very similar to Joust. In the way you control it, you have the controller one way or the other, and you're tapping the...
But it's even more simple than Joust, because in this game, you only go in one direction, and there are no enemies to defeat. You're just going through pipes, basically.
Yeah, but you've got to navigate these pipes, and so I was always bad at Joust. I'd be bad at this, too.
I did terribly at it when I tried it. The game, let's see, you tap your screen to keep a bird afloat, avoiding obstacles, including a series of pipes that look suspiciously similar to those in the Nintendo Super Mario games. But the gaming giant told Time that it did not contact the creator of Flappy Bird. We also did not seek its removal from the marketplace. More likely, the Vietnamese game developer pulled the game because he felt overwhelmed by its sudden popularity.
Why would you do that?
Had been downloaded 50 million times before its removal from the iTunes and Android stores. A number of tweets from Nguyen himself confirms the decision was not influenced by Nintendo. He says, this is his actual tweets here. I can call Flappy Bird is a success of mine, but it also ruins my simple life, so now I hate it.
What?
So it was way too popular, way too fast. He He says also it is
you
not...
You want your simple life back? Give your money to charity. Feed some starving kids in some foreign country.
Well, he didn't say he had a problem with the money. I think it was the popularity factor.
Well, why couldn't he sell it to someone, right?
I don't know. I mean, who knows who this guy is? You think he's getting mobbed by teenage girls? Give me a break. He's not the Beatles.
I don't know, man. 50 million downloads, that's probably bigger than the Beatles. How many album sales do you think the Beatles had at their peak?
At their peak? I mean, I would say all time would be what the question you'd ask, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, at their peak of popularity, when they would have had the screaming, thronging mobs of...
They had that when they came to the United States. They had some large number of songs on the top... In the top 50 at that point, so
well,
they deserved
it. All I'm saying
is
Flappy Bird had 50 million downloads in a matter of, well, apparently days.
It's huge.
He also said on his Twitter, it's not anything related to legal issues. I just cannot keep it anymore. But don't worry, if you have $1,000 to waste, you can always buy a phone with a game preloaded on eBay.
$1,000.
Although, well, I guess the suggestion being that since you can't download it from the App Store, you can't get the game. Although, I'm sure if you knew what to look for, you could find this. Like, on Android, you can select an option on the menuing system to allow you to install things from unknown sources. Because normally, the only way you can install things is through the App Store to kind of protect people from questionable apps to some extent.
You don't want people just bumbling about the internet.
But if you disable that, and if you were to just search for Flappy Bird Android file, or APK is what they're called, you could, I'm sure, find somebody sharing this game.
Wow, I would do that if I cared.
But there you go. Flappy Bird. Yeah. It's over.
Why?
As quickly as it began.
The Apple App Store is so limited these days. You know, listening to the show where you guys were talking about how blockchain...
That's right, they pulled the blockchain app.
...is not on there anymore, and it's just like... I hear about these apps all the time and look for them on the iTunes store, and it's hard to find them.
So there you go. Well, it's also gone from the Android store, too. This guy, this one was the owner of the game pulling his own game because he didn't want to deal with, I don't know, maybe who knows what kind of email. I mean,
I can't pin this on Apple, I guess.
We're on 140 radio stations, but we probably only have a couple hundred thousand listeners during the week on Free Talk Live. This guy had 50 million downloads in, you know, a month's time or however. Can you imagine the emails this guy's getting, the amount of voicemails he's being left or
voicemails?
Or whatever.
You don't put your telephone number on the app.
Think about how many emails he's getting.
I don't believe he has that much trouble. It's not like he's got his face in it. I don't know what he's talking about ruining his simple life. I'd like to hear more about his simple life being ruined. I just don't get what he's saying there.
What I don't get is when people start projects and then they don't leave room for it to get super popular, where they don't like consider that as an option, right? Like, if you're going to start something and you think you're onto something good, then you should plan for that kind of thing.
It's hard to plan for that, though. I mean, you don't know... How do you plan for that level of growth?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that the folks over at Flappy Doge, or Flappy Doge, however you pronounce that, doggy, I'm not 100% sure, they're ready for that kind of trouble. So you can
what
go
is
to,
this?
Doggy. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Wait,
the internet
put the Doge?
Meme.
They put the Doge meme into the Flappy Bird game?
DOGETEK.CO.
Doge Tech.
Yeah, Doge Tech. And you can go there and get Flappy Doge. I mean, why waste your time with this simple man who doesn't want his simple life ruined? Right. Let him have his obscurity.
Right.
He fell down the pipes, I guess.
And get yourself a Flappy Doge.
So the moral of the story here is, I guess there's...
Well, I can play right here on the game.
It's twofold.
No,
one, if you hear rumors, it's fine to call Free Talk Live about rumors. We can Google it for you. But that's essentially all we did with our caller, Billy from Nashville, was he called in saying he'd heard about Nintendo suing Flappy Bird, and a quick Google search for Nintendo Flappy Bird revealed that the truth is, no, it wasn't Nintendo after all.
Well, he got to talk about Flappy Bird, which
it's true.
It's good to have us talk. It's amusing to have us talk about cultural things.
Internet memes.
We have
culture.
No clue what we're talking about.
That's not true. I played Flappy Bird. Have you played Flappy Bird?
I haven't played Flappy Bird, so I feel regretful that it's gone now. Now I'm just going to have to get every app I see that I might be vaguely interested in just in case it gets pulled.
$855, $450, free.
Dogetech.co. I haven't been able to get this dog past the first pipe. Come on, puppy.
More
Daddy
on the way
needs a pair
here.
Of shoes.
You can take control of the NSA. We'll get back into that. Of course, you can bring up anything that you like as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, angry protesters are demanding expert politicians. Allie's got that story. We'll tell you where and what that's all about and how ludicrous it is. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. What if I told you you could get T-shirts for $6 each? What if I told you still further that you could get 10 of those T-shirts with witty, hip, smart, and some liberty-oriented designs on them for $50? You can do it over at $6shirts.com. And if that wasn't good enough, you can pay in Bitcoin, because $6shirts.com is all about Bitcoin. They're into liberty and they're into Bitcoin. They believe Bitcoin is going to change the world. That's one of the reasons why they hold on to the Bitcoin that they receive when you buy with Bitcoin. They're not one of those companies that just takes the Bitcoin and cashes out at the end of the day. These guys hold it. In fact, they bought their advertising on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin. So go to $6shirts.com. You can snag some really cool shirts there. They're not just political shirts. There's all kinds of different designs, movie, television-related, gaming,
Jesus
memes.
Riding a raptor.
Memes, yeah, they got meme shirts. And there's new shirt. Believe this or not, this is shocking to me. There's a new shirt there every day.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't realize that.
No, I did not know that.
I was surprised it wasn't in the copy. I actually emailed a guy, and he told me, the guy that runs the site told me that.
Well, they keep them coming. Yeah. That much I noticed. There's, if you're like a Monty Python guy, it's that one, you know, the one knight that gets his arms and legs
the
lopped
knights
off.
Knights of Say Knee.
Well, that's not him.
Oh, that's not him?
Yeah, he's in that movie, but oh, he's okay. Not the Knights of Say Knee.
Yeah, I guess I'm not as familiar with the film.
He's guarding something or other, probably that bunny.
So anyway, $6shirts.com, you can order with Bitcoin. If you order with Bitcoin, you get priority. Your order is given priority over the cash orders, and you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat, which is surprisingly comfortable, by the way.
Yeah. You know, what I like about the site is you just keep on scrolling through and seeing new stuff. You're like, oh, it just keeps on gratifying you with the new pictures.
$6shirts.com. We go to the phones, and the fun. Clay is in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark. Hey, Clay.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
Well, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I tried to call in, a couple weeks ago, and I got disconnected. I was talking to you guys. I pulled a cop over here in Kansas City, Kansas, and I was part of a cop crew here in the area.
How did you pull the cop over?
Yeah, I was just wondering that myself.
Absolutely. So what happened was I was on the way to pick up dinner for my wife and I. He came up to a stop sign. Ran the stop sign, didn't use the turn signal, and almost hit a woman who was jogging. That irritated me a little bit, so I decided to try to flash him down. He was close enough to the police station that he pulled into the parking lot, got out of his car, and then came to talk to me on the side of the road.
Okay.
So that's the way that I was able to get him to pull over. I asked him, you know, of course, for his badge number and identifiers and stuff like that so that I could report it. And, initially, he refused, and we went into the whole who has to identify who kind of thing. I was successful in getting his badge number and stuff like that. But anyway, long story short, he ended up citing me for an improper stop. I went ahead and took it.
Apparently, you weren't pulling him over after all.
Exactly, right? So he didn't care anything I had to say. I got a supervisor out there, and the supervisor was more concerned for my safety of being on the side of the road than for the safety of the jogger that was on the road.
Yeah, I love how this brings up the point, though, that police officers are on the side of the road all the time. Now, I work for a fire department. I've seen on two occasions, and I'm not out there every single day. This is a small-town fire department, and I don't make, by any means, every call because I'm only on certain times of the day that I show up. And so, you know, we'll be out there at an automobile accident. I've seen twice now somebody run into somebody because there's flashing lights on the side of the road. Oh, I got to see what's going on.
Alarming, because to a lot of people it means do something different than what you're doing before. I mean, even if I'm in a line of cars and we're all going under the speed limit, as soon as flashing lights occur or there's a cop sitting there, everyone just automatically puts their brakes on, which is very dangerous.
Indeed. So here's what the question that I want people to ask themselves is, when the police officer pulls somebody over for going 16 miles an hour over the limit or whatever, certainly one can make the argument that speeding is dangerous and certain practices are dangerous and disruptive on the road. But what about the pulling over is dangerous and disruptive? You have to get over in your lane. There's all kinds of laws about moving around. Police officers are killed every year. And those, you know, the bodies of those police officers fly through windows and harm people. You know, you get bashed on the side of the road because that's your job. That's one thing. It's another thing entirely if I'm going down the road and I didn't, you know, see what was going on. Whatever. They create a danger. They are a danger out there with their flashing lights and walking on the road.
So, Clay, what's the rest of your story, I guess? So you ended up getting a ticket for some BS by this cop who you had attempted to report.
Exactly. So I go to court, and I make my first appearance, tell them I want to go to trial, get the trial date. That actually happened here recently, and went to the trial. And everything went well because I looked up the law for the citation for whatever the nomenclature of the code was that he gave me on the citation itself. And it involves stopping and signaling at a turn. And the way that the law said, he would have had to then behind my vehicle to observe those conditions. So I was able to get the ticket dismissed because I understood the definition of the law. However, the judge tried to then say that I was guilty of, you know, being 12 inches away or more from a curb, which I guess is a parking violation here in Kansas City. I brought to the fact that the officer never mentioned that in his testimony, so how could I be guilty of something?
Right. Since when does the judicial branch hand down citations?
Well, I mean, these people. What I thought.
Crazy.
It was odd. But anyway, I ended up, she didn't give me that ticket, but she did give me a ticket for something else. It was another parking violation. But the way that she got to that, she told me to go sit down. And so I sat down for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and then she called me back up there and said, this is what you're going to be guilty of instead. I was like,
this is the judge telling you this?
It was.
Well, you can't point fingers at their paladins of truth and justice. Otherwise, people would see the man behind the mirror. They would see that these people are nothing but armed revenue agents, or almost nothing but armed revenue agents. Sometimes they do great things. I don't want to diminish the ones that have. But, I mean, anybody who drives as much as these folks do is going to do this kind of stuff on the road. And then they hand out tickets, and they point fingers.
So what was it they got you on?
Well, it was basically parking a vehicle in a manner that obstructed a roadway is basically what the line of the text says. But then,
so just to be clear, you had attempted to signal this cop pull over. He rolls all the way to the police department, parks in the parking lot. You were parked on the side of the road. Is there a reason why you didn't pull into the lot too?
Well, the parking lot that he pulls into is directly in front of their garage so that they can have access to the roadway.
And so he was in an authorized-only parking area,
exactly.
Only for employees?
Mm-hmm. And they do have a small parking lot for personally or privately owned vehicles. However, that parking lot was full, so there was really no area.
So they use their myriad of rules, because there's always some law that you're breaking, and there's so many laws that you can't do anything without having broken some ordinance or statute or whatever. And I don't know if you had more. It sounds like you might be going somewhere, but is there more to the story, Clay?
Well, I know that Ian had mentioned in the past, I listen to you guys all the time. I work overnight at a hotel while I'm going to the college.
Hold the thought. We're going to come back and find out what you have to say in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control. Tell your story. Whatever you want to talk about here goes at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also still to come, a little bit more about the NSA just bombing people based on data. Not even based on any kind of human intelligence. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get the free ProXPN app. For Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Plus, ProXPN can work with Linux. But you have to know what it is first before you're going to want to have an interest. And it's a global virtual private network. I use it. And, Mark, I believe you have it on your laptop.
Yeah.
ProXPN allows you to protect yourself from nosy people, especially nosy people that work at your internet service provider. Because right now your ISP is probably logging everything you do. They're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter for maybe as long as 5 years. Which, of course, that information will be easily turned over to any government agents that basically ask for it, at least according to a lot of companies, from what I understand. But certainly they'll get it with a court order. But if they don't have it to give in the first place, that could help protect you. And if you use ProXPN, your ISP will no longer be able to log anything that you do. In fact, ProXPN, also, they do not log what you do, so there won't be any logs created anywhere unless you're logging yourself. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, and that's how you can get started with their free app, by the way. Now, there is a premium level of subscription that is available for $5 a month with our discount code, FTL20. They get you 20% off the regular price of their premium account, which you can buy in an annual plan or monthly plan, but the annual plan is the way to get the best price. That's how you get the $5 deal. You use our discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. If you've got Bitcoin, you can pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan, and you'll save 33% that way. So in addition to protecting you from having being snooped on by your ISP, ProXPN will also get you around internet blocks if you're at a school or a workplace and they're trying to prevent you from going to certain sites or searching for certain terms. ProXPN will solve that problem for you as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there and get started. All right, so let's go back to Clay. He's with us in Kansas City. Clay, you were trying to report a police officer for some poor driving abilities. He ends up citing you for some BS ticket as you were talking with him on the side of the road. You won against that ticket in court, but then the judge just makes up another charge to hit you with at the end of the trial.
Summed it up pretty well. That's about exactly what happened.
All right.
So I had a 10-day window to appeal, and I'm a college student. I'm going to school on the Montgomery GI Bill, whole another set of issues there. But that's another conversation. But anyway, so funds are limited for me, and they have what they call an appeals bond, and it's at a set number that you have to pay in order to appeal your case. So my wife and I, through conversation, decided that probably wasn't the best interest for us because of how quickly I was able to be railroaded in the courtroom the first time. I didn't want it to happen again, and I didn't want to throw good money at the bat. Although, you know, we all know Federal Reserve notes are not good money. But anyway, so we decided not to appeal, and I know that Ian has some experience with doing requesting community service in lieu of payment for fines and stuff like that. And I was wondering if I could get some advice as to how that process works.
Well, I don't give advice. I'm not an attorney, but I can certainly give you suggestions or my own personal experience. And obviously, whatever experience I have has to do with the New Hampshire system, which may or may not be applicable to the system there in Missouri. But I know that typically community service is an option, and usually I will indicate that I refuse to pay fines. It's a moral issue for me. I do not want to enrich the system further. I do not want to reward them for picking on peaceful people, and so I will not pay a fine. And if that means I have to go to jail, I'll go to jail. I don't care. I'm not going to give them the money. So usually when I make that assertion in court that I refuse to pay the fine, then they will usually give the option of community service. Frequently, some will ask for community service without saying they'll refuse to pay the fine, and then judges will typically ask for a financial affidavit. Oh, well, you want to do community service? Well, that must mean you can't afford to pay the fine, so let's get into your financials, and why don't you just give us all your bank account information and credit cards and bills and everything that you know, all the outflow and inflow of your money that you have in your life, and just tell us about all that, and then we'll decide whether or not we think that you're appropriate for community service based on that. I've seen that happen to people. It has not happened to me. And it could be coincidence, or it could be because I tell the judge every time at sentencing, I refuse to pay fines.
That's what's that's in my limited experiences, which is more limited than yours. That's exactly what happened to me too. Is I basically said to the judge, "Look, I don't feel like I got a fair trial here. I think it's really obvious that there's some collusion between the executive and the judicial in this case, and I refuse to pay fines. I'd rather sit in jail than pay you your fine." And he said, "Well, you can do community service if you want." And just immediately switched on a dime on that one. I didn't ask him or anything like that.
I don't want to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Why is that? I'm surprised. Since you're disagreeing with their ruling and you're basically saying that they're corrupt, that they wouldn't say, well, throw them in jail then.
For whatever reason, they don't want to be seen as putting someone in jail for, traffic things like that. I should correct that. They will certainly put you in jail if you drive without a license enough times. But for little stuff like speeding tickets or whatever, they want to make it look like they're trying to help you or trying to help the community or trying to be as nice as they possibly can be. So jail is only reserved for people who refuse to do community service and who refuse to pay the fine. And usually if you tell a judge that you refuse to do community service as well as pay the fine, the judge will say something like, I'll give you a few weeks to think about it. You can come back here on the 30th, and then we'll see if you've changed your mind about that. You can even tell the judge, no, I'm sure I don't want to do community. I'm sure. Go ahead. Put me in jail. And he will say, at least up here, I've seen this, the judge will say, well, I'm going to give you 3 weeks anyway. You can come back, and we'll talk about it then.
Well, I did my community service for a not-for-profit that was working with the Free State Project to put on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I emceed at an event full of libertarians for my community service for the speeding ticket that or whatever I got, where the police officer pulled me over for obviously creating some kind of disturbance on the road, and in the process created a terrible disturbance on the road.
Now, it helps to have liberty-oriented nonprofit organizations that you can go to provide that sort of community
probably
service.
Only in New Hampshire.
Right, Clay, you probably don't have those options in Kansas City. But I also had a similar encounter where I was found guilty of a speeding ticket, and I was sentenced to 11 hours of community service, and I did my community service by doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach at the courthouses.
So, Mike, I have a question for Clay that is sort of rewinding back to the original reason how this all happened, was that you saw a cop do something where you saw was dangerous, and that you think if you had done it, you would have been pulled over for it, which is like endangering the life of a pedestrian. And you thought that you're going to play cop yourself. What made you think that was going to work out well for you?
Well, as I said, I'm kind of involved with Cop Block here in Kansas City, Kansas. And the street that I lived on was constantly patrolled by officers who like to speed traps, I think they're called. I did a lot of just by myself, really, going out there and signing and letting people know, hey, this is what's going on. I was doing a great job of slowing down the traffic while still saving people money. And that's how I kind of versed that to the officers who inquired as to what I was doing. But I was successful to the point where there are no more officers who do that on my stretch of road. And it's a good 3-mile stretch. So
yeah, I think that's great. Like the speed trap activism where you alert other drivers of a speed trap. But that's more of like, that's more passive. This almost sounds a little bit aggressive in that you're switching the roles around and saying, I'm going to play police officer now. And you're talking about, like, you know, someone who they want to be the dominant one all the time. They're not going to switch to submissive all of a sudden.
I want to know where the video is. That's what I want to know.
Clay, good luck out there. Hopefully you can make it out to New Hampshire one of these days, and we can show you some support in the courtroom. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You got a ridiculous court story. You're welcome to share it. In fact, one of the Robin Hooders who was attacked, his attacker was in court today here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $5 per month. And what we'll do is we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations. We've got over 140 stations today, and that's largely thanks to Free Talk Live amplifiers like you.
Yeah.
So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and there's an extra reason to do it right now, and that is that your amp dollars will be doubled. If you're a new amplifier signing up this week, your amp dollars will be doubled by a generous group of contributors who have offered to double up to $950 per month of amp contributions. So we've got around, I think, we're getting close to, I think, about 800 of that 950 right now. So you can help us get to that point by throwing in $5 over at amp.freetalklive.com, and that $5 will become 10, at least for the next, I don't know, 8 months. I think we've got them pledged all the way through October. So that's how long this matching program is going to last. So you could donate, you know, in 3 weeks, and it'll still be matched. But if you start now, then you'll also be on board for next month as well, and that helps us out. So please be an amplifier when you get a chance at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You get perks. You get the access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, and more. Maybe you just want to do a one-time contribution. We are getting matching dollars on those as well. You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can also toss Bitcoin into our Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that is being matched up to $250 worth of Bitcoin per month. So, and that's part of the 950. That's a fraction of the 950. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. Coming up March 5th and 6th, Texas Bitcoin. Bitcoin Conference. We will be there broadcasting live. And in fact, Brian Sovereign and Stephanie from the Sunday Night Show on Free Talk Live will also be in attendance. They're actually going to be taking part in the event.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be taking part of the event. I'm going to be emceeing. What are you going to do, Ian?
You told me I'm going to be on some kind of panel.
Ah, yes, that's right. I put you on a panel.
I don't remember what it was about, though. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Bitcoin in the media.
There you go. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We're going to be there. There's going to be so much to see. Three tracks at any given moment, meaning at any time there are three speakers from which you can choose. There will be big announcements happening at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. What does that mean? I have no idea, but we will find out.
Well, there's a Bitcoin credit card coming along, an announcement about that, which I think is huge.
That's one of our listeners that's working on that. Right?
Well, and he's going to be there and be presenting his thing. Right. I think that's a huge announcement.
These are the doers. These are the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin world, and you can connect with them in person. By the way, it's in Austin, Texas, which is kind of like the Liberty capital of Texas.
Yeah.
TexasBitcoinConference.com. Go there, get signed up. We'll see you March 5th and 6th at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Further comments on the gentleman in Kansas City who was attempting to stop the police, and then the tables were turned. He had wanted to just simply get information about the officer so he could report him for being a bad driver, but then ended up with a ticket and then further corruption down the line in the courthouse.
I can respect the courage that it must have taken to say, I'm going to treat this cop the way he treats others, give him a taste of his medicine. You know, the idea behind that, like, people talk about that kind of stuff and fantasize about doing that stuff, but they never actually do it. This guy actually followed through with it and followed this cop. Most of us would maybe get in our minds, maybe even follow him down the road, but we would stop there and realize, wait, this is a bad idea. But my point is that it's a bad idea thought that would come into our minds is pretty rational. I mean, these guys have a lot of power, and you're just not going to win trying to do that.
To some extent, you have to have the stories of the people who do this, who have done this, because what happened was he got his day in court. He was able to stand in front of a judge, the person, the arbiter of justice in our society, the dispute resolution organization of the day. He was able to stand in front of that person, present his case that this officer had violated traffic rules, that if anybody else had done this, they would have been pulled over and treated, you know, and treated with a ticket. Mm-hmm. And what did the judge do? The judge dismissed the ticket that he got, but gave him more tickets. Stepping outside of the role of the judiciary and inside the role of the executive, these people abuse their power one step after another. And if he hadn't done this, what is obviously a, you know, borderline foolish and courageous act. It's right. It's on that realm. If he hadn't done this, then it doesn't allow people to step out of their little roles in their minds and say, oh my God, these people really do act like an armed gang that just does whatever the hell they want, because that's what they are. This judge works for the government. The cop works for the government. The prosecuting attorney works for the government. The person who takes the notes at the event works for the government. If you want the notes that they took, the stenographer took, you've got to pay, in some cases, hundreds of dollars to get the notes through the government. These people are a gang, and their courts are a bunch of hooey.
It's true. I think that these, like what he was talking about with warning people about speed traps and things where, you know, you're acting peacefully, you're not doing anything to the police. You know, you're just communicating.
See it that way.
They'll see it that way, but it's very clear that you're just communicating
with. It's protected speech for sure.
Yes, community members. And yeah, it's protected speech. There's even been a recent court case about how it's protected speech.
But that won't stop them from harassing you.
True.
If you go and set up a speed trap ahead sign in front of the police, they're going to come up with a reason to come talk to
you. If they don't take it, if you go hold it, then they'll go after you. But if you just kind of stick it there, they'll go take it down.
Oh, yeah.
They're absolutely like that. But the concept of police is that badge is given to them. That you know, it's an emblem.
Trust of the community.
Of the power of the community to keep the peace. Like, and that means that you as a member of the community have the power to keep the peace. Who watches the watchers if it isn't me? If it isn't somebody like me that says, you, sir, have stepped out of line, you need to be punished the same way you punish other people, and today's your day, mister.
I mean, you dreamer.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, this is how messed up and stupid this system is. We are petrified of giving a speeding ticket or a traffic ticket to the people who give traffic tickets.
Mm.
These are traffic tickets. No one was harmed. But, and they rarely are. Traffic tickets aren't for people that have done harm. They're people who could have potentially have done harm.
Right. I just think that the way people will see this guy was looking for trouble. Whereas,
sure, he was looking for trouble.
Whereas, you know, if you're filming the police or you're warning people about speed traps or one of these other, I want to call them like passive activism almost.
No, filming the police is not passive in any way, shape,
or
form.
Well, what I'm saying
is it should be, but it'll actually, in a lot of cases, aggravate the police.
Well, it might aggravate the police, but people can't claim that you are looking for trouble, especially
sure
if
will.
You're not.
Oh, yeah, they will.
The cop apologists.
Delusional people will
say
that.
The cop apologists will always apologize. What you're saying is you have not interfered
yes.
with the police officer in the commission of their duty.
You're not getting their attention on purpose.
What the statist will claim is that, dear God, that police officer was running into that police station in order to prevent a terrorist attack that could have killed thousands. You've killed innocent people by going after this man over something so frivolous as a parking ticket, which is what he does, or excuse me, a traffic ticket, which is what he does all day.
Some of them will just get upset by virtue of the fact that you're pointing a camera at a government bureaucrat, and they'll get upset and they'll say, well, you wouldn't want someone recording you when you're at work, would you? Well, wait a minute, I don't do a job. Well, first of all, we've got cameras on us at all times, but secondly, when most people are at work, they're at work on private property doing a private job for a private business. So, of course, privacy is expected in those cases unless they've consented to being recorded by the business, for instance. But in this case, we're talking about government bureaucrats who are supposed to be open and accountable. You're supposed to be able to see what they do, but it doesn't matter. You can say all the words you want about how justified your recording of the government bureaucrats is. As we found out here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a segment of the population, I don't know how large it is, it's not the largest segment, it's a small segment, but they get very, very upset at the idea that you would record a government worker.
Yeah, but
they see
people,
that as aggression. One of the parking agents in the Robin Hood trial for the folks that feed parking meters here in Keene, the Robin Hooders. One of the parking agents said she considers it aggression when cameras
those people,
are pointed at her.
I just completely ignore them because they're obviously not even, they're not even coming from a rational place whatsoever. They're not concerned about whether their position is consistent at all. They haven't thought about it at all.
No, that's
it's
true.
It's an emotional response.
And they
it
don't
is.
Participate in conversation at all.
Right.
They want to keep their position and not talk about it in any way, shape, or form. They can call in any night here at 855-450-FREE and tell me why public officials should not be videotaped on public property
some
working for public dollars on the public time.
Some people, look, there was another video just hit Free Keene over the weekend. You go to freekeene.com. It's a few stories down now, but our one of our bloggers, Graham, posted video where he was threatened by a tow truck driver who'd come out at the call of the parking department. So Graham was there just, you know, doing his Robin Hooding thing, filling meters, and then the parking agent lady calls a tow truck on somebody who had an expired parking ticket or something like that. The tow truck driver shows up, and Graham's standing 20 feet away from this guy, just quietly recording what's happening. The dude gets out of his truck and makes a beeline for Graham, saying, "Get that camera out of my face!" More on the way here. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, and people took the tow driver's side. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.